Matt asks, what's the long-term potential demand for non-GMO? Well, exports, those countries that don't want to import GMO crops, the non-GMO nature of grain sorghum creates a market demand for that. You know, we've had a few states and localities in the United States talking about moving to label products that have and require labeling of foods that have GMO crops or ingredients, and so that potentially could add to the interest and price premium for non-GMO varieties. Mary comments and says the National Sorghum Office out of Texas has been after us twice this winter. They're eager to come talk at meetings to try and increase acres of grain sorghum.